Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 17th of October. Frankel put himself among the equine greats in the modern era when easily winning the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes at the inaugural Kitco British Champions Day last Saturday at Ascot. It was a performance of sheer brilliance and class as the colt maintained his unbeaten record in the most convincing manner. His trainer, Sir Henry Cecil, has indicated that Frankel is now finished for the year and that he will remain in training for next year, which will be a tremendous boost for the sport of racing. One of his possible targets next season could be York's most valuable race, the Judmont International Stakes at the Ebor Festival in August. We're closer to home, and Pontefract's final meeting of the season takes place today, an 8-race programme starting at 2:10. The feature race at 3:40, the Tote Pool Silver Tankard Stakes, a listed race for 2-year-olds over 1 mile, can be won by Stipulate, ridden by Tom Queeley, who of course rode the great Frankel to victory at Ascot on Saturday. Dr. Finlay could be the answer to the handicap race for stayers at 4:10. The going at Pontefract is good. Well, Doncaster's 2-day October meeting takes place this coming Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd of October. Racing on both days is scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock. Well, Britain's final Group 1 race of 2011, the Racing Post Trophy for leading 2-year-olds, is the principal race at Doncaster on Saturday. First held 50 years ago in 1961, when known as the Timeform Gold Cup, the Racing Post Trophy over the straight mile boasts a fine pedigree, with Authorised, Motivator and High Chaparral all winning this race as juveniles in the last decade, before going on to Derby Glory at Epsom the following year. Also, the 2002 winner, Brian Boru, returned to Doncaster to land the next year's St. Ledger. Well, Saturday's renewal continues to offer prize money of £200,000. And the powerful racing operations such as Ballydoyle and Godolphin are sure to be represented in the Racing Post Trophy as they seek to introduce a possible star in the making for next year's big races, including the Classics. Then next Monday, the 24th of October, there's racing at Redcar, due to get underway at 2:10. Well, the build-up to last Saturday's British Champions Day was marred somewhat by the controversy surrounding the new rules concerning the use of the whip. Indeed, Christophe Soumillon fell foul of the regulations when winning the Kitco Champion Stakes on the French train at Cirrus de Aingle, having to forfeit his share of the prize money amounting to over £52,000. Now, there was due to be a meeting today, Monday, between the Professional Jockeys Association and the British Horse Racing Authority, and it must produce some answers, as the reputation of British racing is, in my opinion, being tarnished. Incidentally, Soumillon, yesterday, Sunday, won Canada's biggest race, the Canadian International at Toronto, on the French-trained filly Sarah Link. So a tremendous weekend for Soumillon, and in the meantime, enjoy your racing.